Good to see everybody out in the house of the Lord this morning. Kind of get things started. The Bible said in the book of Acts, chapter 5, when they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Then stood up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. And said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain. And all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught.
Yeah.
After this man, rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men. Let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it'll come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. Lest happily you be found even to fight against God. Yep. Exactly 6 years ago, folks, this day, we had our first little church service in this little building right here. We didn't even have this next door, and we had this little room right here. And that was probably 60-some people that was here. And I thank Brother Eddie, I thank God for him for encouraging me and giving me guidance and direction. Because it was a big undertaking to do this. Do you know that, don't you? And to start this. I talked to men and they said, listen, this is what we're going to build this church on right here. We're going to build this church on the Word of God.
Amen.
We're not going to build it on, singing. I love singing and I love that. Music is important. It prepares the heart. Listen to me. But we're going to build this church on the preaching of the Word of God.
Amen.
Hey, listen, the Bible says that God holds the Word of God above His own very name. And I said, when we start this, Brother Garrett, we're going to build it on the preaching of the Word of God. Somebody said, Brother Kevin, this church down, listen to me. This ain't my church down here. I'm just a bus driver driving God's bus. And I've seen some get on, I've seen some get off. Hey, but listen, we're just driving the bus and giving you what the Word of God says. If there's a man can preach and he's qualified, we're going to put him behind here and let him preach. If he can't preach and he ain't qualified, he'll sit out there. Hey, that's just the way that it's going to go. But we're going to preach and teach the Word of God and build this church on the Word of God. The Bible said in one place that the Word of God is like a hammer, Brother Adam. It'll break it down. In another place, it says it's like water. Hey, it's cool to the soul. Hey, we're going to build this church on the Word of God. And listen to me. You can't fight against the Word of God. You fighting against the Holy God. Hey, Jesus said in John chapter 1, he said, in the beginning, Brother Randall, was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and by Him was all things made that was made, and in Him was life, and the life was a light of men. He said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Now, he was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of the death of the light, which is what? Of the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That's the Word of God. And we're going to build this church and take this church with the Word of God.
Amen.
Matter of fact, if you'll build your life on the Word of God, you'll not fail. We'll build this church on the Word of God and stand on the Word of God. It'll not fail, Brother David Blackburn. Hey, listen to me. Hey, we're not going to build it on anything else but the Word of God. We can't build it on fellowships. You can't build it on friends because they come and go in your life. Brother Glenn, all these things come and go. But I'm going to build it, Brother Garrett, on something that the Scripture says. And the grass withers and the flower fadeth away. But the Word of God endureth forever. I'm going to build this church. Hey, listen to me. We're going to preach this church of the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
It ain't my church. It's God's church.
Right.
Hey, God can raise up a water bottle to pastor this church. You know that if he wants to. But he calls men to do it. Yep. And he says, if you honor my word, I'll honor you. Hey, listen to me. And that's what the apostle said right here. Oh, Gamaliel rose up. And do you know that in Israel, they're still talking about Gamaliel. They're still studying about this man. He had a little bit of sense, didn't he? He rose up and said, hey, now we've seen Othudius rise up. And we've seen Judas of Galilee rise up. And them boys boasted them to be somebody. Honey, we're just men saved by the grace of God. Called to preach God's word. He said them men boasted and they drew people to themselves. Hey, brother, but it come to naught. He said, but if these men be of God, he said, you're fighting against God and you're not going to win. And brother, this church, it'll go 50 years, 100 years until the Lord comes back. As long as we put the word of God first and foremost.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I like it too because we're going to be all right here because there's more with us, brother, than there are in the world.
That's right.
I'm so tired, Brother Eddie, going to churches and hear old poor mouth Christians. Oh, my life is so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard being a Christian. Oh, our church. Hey, listen to me. The Bible said in 2 Kings chapter 6, there was an old king down there in Syria.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to go down there and attack Israel. I'm going to meet them by way.
Yeah.
Well, the old prophet Elijah,
yeah,
he said, hey, he told the king of Israel, he said, you go down there and get those men out of the way. Well, the king of Samaria kept sending his troops down there, Brother Adam, time and time again. But Israel had got out of the way. And the king of Samaria come back and he said, boys, somebody here is working for the enemy. Somebody here is working for the enemy. Now step on up and tell me who it is. Ace one stepped up and said, oh, king, hey, none of us working for the enemy. Today's a man of God down there by the name of Elisha. He said, in the very words you're saying in the bedchamber, he hears it. Have you ever come down here and you say, I know somebody's told that preacher what's going on at the house. I know somebody's telling that preacher what's going on in my life. Yes, sir. A Holy Ghost of God tells us, and us as man of God, brother's got to let it go out. Let it help you in your life.
Today's
more with us than they are with
Amen.
The world. He said, send all them armies down there. Send all them armies down there to Israel. They went down there, listen to me. Two big old armies went down there to Samaria. And down there where Elisha was in Samaria. And they got up on the hillside. And Elisha had a little servant that went out. And he seen all of them out there. He said, oh my goodness. What are we going to do? I can see the man of God just sitting in there. I can see the man of God in there, Sean. He ain't worried about nothing, buddy. He just sitting in there. He said, I look out there on the wall. I look out there in the mountains at all that army out there. And Elisha just dropped his hand and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Bible said to God, open that man's eyes. And all around him, the hills were full with giants, with angels, and a flame of fire. I'm telling you, there's more with us than there are with the world. I quit poor mouthing. I quit saying we're losing. Brother, we got the victory in this world. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Honey, we're knocking down the gates of hell and going out and getting reliant for the Lord.
Amen.
Are you hearing me this morning? You say, we can't lose. Well, the Bible said if you're born of God, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The Bible said that we're encamped about with a great cloud of witnesses. The Bible said there's angels all around us. And I read in Psalm 23, verse 6, Brother Gert, that it said like this, as surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Psalm 41:10 said like this, fear not, neither be thou be dismayed. He said, for I am God, and I will uphold thee by the right hand of my power. So listen to me. We can't fail in this world if we got Christ in us. Angels all around us. Look over your shoulder, Randall. You got goodness and mercy following you, and the hand of God holding you up. How can we fail in this world? How can we fail?
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know what God, the easy part is? God just says, hey, I give you your instructions, and all you got to do is have enough sense to obey it.
That's right.
That's all we got to do. We struggle with that, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
I thank God that He made it so plain. I thank God that He put it out there so easy and plain. And I thank God that He's humble and merciful.
Yes, we do.
Because sometimes I just don't do things right.
No, we either, brother.
But He says, Kevin, if you'll get it right, we'll get this thing fixed up. Yeah. Amen. That's all God wants you to
That's
do.
Right.
You know that? He just wants you to repent and get honest with Him with an honest heart.
Yeah.
And say, I messed up. And let's get it right. And get it right with Him. But He told these men right here, He said, hey, if this thing is of God, it'll not come to naught.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, I believe our church is built on the Word of God. I believe God's behind
Amen.
It.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
All the forces of hell can't do
Amen.
Nothing
Amen.
About it.
Amen.
Are you listening? If we hold to God's Word.
Right.
Now, like I preached last week, if we don't like God's Word, we can kick Jesus out and He'll leave. He won't fight and fuss. He'll just leave. Amen.
Right.
We got to do what God says. Right?
Amen.
This thing's built on the Word of God.
Amen.
I love you here this morning. 6 years as a little church. Let me ask you
Praise
something.
Lord.
Let me ask you something. If you were saved here or rededicating, got your life right here, or you was not going to church anywhere, and you come across here and God led you here, now you're here. Could you stand this morning? Let's see.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
And this ain't everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I wonder where you'd be at today had God not said, hey, there's my two daughters standing there.
I'd be in a mess.
What a picture.
Amen.
I wonder where you'd be today.
Bless your heart, preacher.
Would you be saved today? Would you be in a church today?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? This thing's of God. It ain't Brother Kevin. I know what people mean down there at Brother Kevin. I know I know what they mean by that. But this thing is of God. I believe we got some young boys that go here that God's going to call and preach someday. I believe that. We see one preacher got called to preach out here right over here. God's using him being a blessing. I believe there's some other ones in here. I believe maybe the next pastor might be a baby in here. I don't know. They might be somebody, but God's got somebody in store. I promise you that. Hey, it's important what we do. I remember we, let's all stand here. Everybody else stand. I remember up there at Jenkins in July of 2013. I spoke to Brother Eddie. He probably don't even remember this, and he invited me over to the association. I didn't know what to do. God was burdening my heart to start a church. I mean, it had to have been God burdening my heart because, listen, the work and just the satanic oppression and all this attacks that you get, it has to be of God. I mean, it has to be. Because if it's of you, you're going to burn out real quick.
That's
Amen.
Right.
I remember going up Jenkins and I looked out there preaching at that little church, and there's Ricky Mullins sitting back there with them little children sitting in the back. He said, Brother Kevin, I'm trying to find a church to go to. I'm trying to find somewhere to take these kids to church. And God burned in my heart. I said, well, Brother Ricky, I don't know what to tell you. I said, maybe the Lord putting on me to start a church. He said, well, let me know. And then Brother Jamie got saved up there at Norton. And he called me every day and getting preaching CDs. And he called me one day and I said, Brother, I believe we're going to start a church down there. Comes down here and his wife gets saved, his boy gets saved.
Amen.
Thank God.
Invites me in there that he works with, Goble and Adam, their families.
Yeah.
And they get in here. I'm telling you, April ends up coming down here and bringing Sean and Jackson, just a little baby, and then Penny. Jay said, I could just go on down through here.
Amen.
The people that God has put in here. I remember Randall and Tiffany coming. I'd invite Randall to church. He sung at my daddy-in-law's funeral years ago and went through a hard spell in his life, and Every time I'd invite him down, he'd come, and I thought, now he ain't going to hang around here. Well, here, look here, had him today. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, just one after the other. I could just go through here and go through here. I'm telling you, God, listen to me, God, ain't God wonderful to us?
He sure is.
Ain't God a blessing? Hey, listen to me, it ain't me, folks. I'm just a bus driver. I'm just driving the bus for the Lord. And someday, listen, someday somebody else is going to get on and drive this bus if the Lord don't come back. Amen? That's the way this thing's set up. And it's important. I can't stress enough, folks, it's important. The little things you do, the faithfulness that you are to the church,
sure is.
The little things. Just when you don't feel like it, you come anyway. It's so, so important.
Sure is.
But for 6 years, listen to me, we're still going. We're still going. They was naysayers. Listen to me. Yes. I just trust God.
Amen.
I just believe we just preach and stick with this book, tell people the truth, Ricky, and love.
Right.
Tell them God loves them. Let's not cover up for nobody's sin. Just love. We love you. We want you to get right. Just preach to them.
Amen.
I believe people respect that. I believe they want that deep down their heart.
They really, really do.
And I tell you what, I love you all here today, and I appreciate you all. Thank God for Brother Eddie for encouraging me along this way. There wasn't a lot of encouragement during that time. And I have made some of the best friends in my life with these brothers that I have met. Like, I mean, some of the best friends I have ever had in my life. And we've not known each other but 6-7 years. And I thank God for that. And I love you all here today.